The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From, again, the Department of Being Retired, it's Professor Diane Manica.
It's wonderful to be here. I can't tell you how nice it was not to have to come onto campus and sit in my air-conditioned condo at home.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in too
much.
I
will every week. Well. Needless to say, I'm enjoying the Department of Retirement.
Yes. Excellent.
Tenure.
You're going to be chair in no time. In absolutely no time.
And without teaching, service, or research.
Wow. Unbelievable. The stool has no legs. No. Not three, but no legs. Unbelievable. Professor Roy Finkenbein is here from the Department of History. How you doing, Roy?
Doing all right. Just call me the Doc Ellis of panelists.
He never saw a question coming.
He never saw the ball coming or going, frankly.
Yeah. Or care.
Wow. Well, we did have a reasonably cool baseball event in the last week. We had a no-hitter by committee, I think, for the Phillies, which is pretty rare. It's pretty rare.
By committee?
Multiple pitchers, yep. And it was no-hit game. The other team was no-hit.
Oh, I thought the committee decided if it was a no-hitter.
Yeah.
And apparently, even less likely, Phil Koch has accumulated 3 wins in the last 2 weeks.
Just stop. Just stop.
Oh, you're pulling my leg.
I know. That has to be in the Book of Revelation.
He wants to express his enthusiasm. I saw an interview with him.
He points to the sky all the time.
Oh, my gosh. So, Professor Jim Tubbs is certainly a baseball fan from Religious Studies. How are you doing?
Yes, and I stayed up until, the 11th inning was exciting, but...
So you like the 45-minute first inning? thank God we scored. But
that was the only good one until the 11th inning.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Who, I'm sorry that I didn't keep up with the box score as well as I could. I mean, Scherzer put in a quality start, but who took over immediately for him?
Oh, let me think. Wasn't Al... somebody else did.
Wasn't Jabba Chamberlain?
Hardy was in there for one batter.
I thought it was Albuquerque.
Was it?
Did he come in next?
Gave up the hit, and then Hardy came in and gave up the...
Yeah.
When you get a nice little bed there, 4 runs is just in that zone of, they're going to nickel and dime us. I can just see it. So thank God for a 7-run 11th. I'm sure Professor Dave Chow, who is always up at
I'm
that
always
time
up. I never sleep. I'm a vampire.
I mean, that game ended before midnight, I assume, 4.5 hours, 4 hours.
I watched the game before
I
started work.
So, yeah, there you go.
I'll finish it off. I'm good. I'm good like that.
So. How are you doing?
Tired. Good to be here, but yeah, I'm tired.
Is this your first week?
Yeah, my second class.
Okay.
So my first week, I got under my belt. I was babbling all over the place this morning. I was totally incoherent. I'm sure the retention rate at CCS just went through the roof. So.
I think he's starting another streak.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. No
it
time
was
like
broken,
the present.
So now I got to start
like
new.
Present. Do we actually have a number on your previous streak?
6 years, 7 months.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Never missed a show.
Wow.
Even that special show we did on Tuesday?
What show on Tuesday?
He's being
what?
Funny.
What?
He's being
now
funny.
He
He's what? Being funny.
The secret recording session, the black van, I know nothing.
Unbelievable. Flowers by Irene.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. The pirate radio show.
Those, of course, being the dulcet tones of Professor Dan Maggio.
Thank you, Matt.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Everything's good?
Yes.
You ready for another big flood? I couldn't even stop myself.
I am ready because there's no basement in my house.
You're a very lucky man. Yes. You're a very lucky man. We had some pretty disturbing flooding and really not really flooding in a lot of ways. More sewer backing up here in the Detroit area in early August, still recovering from all of that.
Mm-hmm. Matt, my wife Barb teaches clinicals at Oakwood, and Oakwood had their first floor emergency room destroyed by the flooding. So they're operating a temporary emergency room on the second floor, and it's 6 to 8 months till they are able to reclaim the first floor.
Wow. For a second, I thought you were going to say a tent in the parking lot or something like that.
Another black van.
Like MASH.
like MASH. Exactly. Oh, wow. Incredible.
Incoming.
Absolutely incredible. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything, water, if you will. If you stump the panel, win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can tweet at us by using the handle @AskTheProfUDM or just the hashtag AskTheProfUDM on Twitter. And you can also find us on Facebook. You know, when last we had our heroes together, we had a set of questions we were just finishing up, I think we should, from Mike Morris of Brea, California. To catch up the folks who weren't with us last week, this is all variety speak. Can you decode things from headlines from the periodical Variety? True or false, a pubcaster is an all-sports network.
Pubcaster.
What is the word pubcaster refer to?
Man, sounds like something you find in an Irish bar.
Yeah, it sounds like something you do from a bar.
Yeah,
this is all Hollywood stuff here.
Pubcaster.
Hollywood.
Oh, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. So if it was in the headline of Variety, what do you think a pubcaster would refer to?
Publication broadcaster?
You're really close. The question is whether it's an all-sports network.
I don't think so.
I would say no.
Yeah, it is. It's false. It's actually a government-owned broadcaster. It's like PBS.
Oh, pubcaster.
Yeah, pubcaster. Oh.
Public broadcaster.
Gotcha. Okay.
If someone worked as a shellacker at a Gotham AM-er, what are they doing?
Late night radio?
That is true, but what are they doing specifically
they
and where?
Clean the floors?
No.
Shellacker.
A shellacker at a Gotham AM-er.
They're varnishing the old doors.
Shot shot.
They're definitely a DJ. You guys figured that out. They're a DJ.
Oh, is that like Alan Alman? Except for me, I did figure that out.
Like in what city would they be working? What's Gotham?
New York.
New York. And what do you think AM-er means?
AM radio station.
Okay. Yep. Right.
But the shellac.
Yeah,
old
78s were made from a brittle material that used shellac resin.
So this would be oldies.
Yep, this is oldies.
Oldies in the middle of the night.
It says, Variety doesn't use this term anymore since, of course, today's radio stations play vinyl, not so much, CDs or digital music. If Hollywood stars and studio execs spent an evening at a POUR, P-O-U-R, what
bar.
Do they attend?
Cocktail party.
Yeah, cocktail
it's
party.
A cocktail party, yes, exactly, absolutely.
More like a swig, isn't it?
Oh, no. It's a gulp.
Oh,
POUR and gulp.
Unbelievable.
It's a chug-a-lug.
True or false, a 1964 Variety headline about the LAPD providing police protection at a Beatles concert at the Hollywood Bowl read, Mop Tops, Tops, in Pops and Cops.
Mop
wow.
Top. The Beatles are...
Is this a true
the Mop Tops
in...
This is true or false. Was this a real headline? Mop Tops, Tops, in Pops and Cops.
I would say yes.
It's false. It was made up.
No. I was just thinking, like, that's got to be said,
really
like,
cool.
12-point writing, though.
Variety.
I mean, it's so much wording.
Great. Only in Variety magazine with the headline, Judy Garland Returns to Oz, have a completely different meaning than its literal. What does that mean?
She's going to rehab.
Australia?
Yeah.
Or died.
Oops. She followed the old brick road.
You know what? It was that she
dies.
Went to Australia for a series of singing concerts.
Ooh.
So, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Oh,
Oz is code for Australia,
Oz.
Right? So,
oh.
As in Oz, pronounced Oz. With an Australian accent, which sounds like as. Translate the Variety headline. The Groner and the Schnoz ink deal to top line Yule Tint Cast.
Well, the Schnoz is Jimmy Durante.
Yeah. Jimmy Durante.
Who would think
the Groner and the Schnoz ink deal to top line a Yule Tint Cast.
Okay.
Well, that's got to be the
Yule
Christmas.
Christmas.
Like
a
yep.
color
Christmas
special.
It's a color TV special. That's right.
Okay.
Who's the Groner?
Who's the Groner?
Who's the Groner?
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Gleason?
Nope.
He's more a squealer.
Oh, okay. Let's
he was see. Given the nickname the Groner because of his nonchalant singing style, a very famous baritone.
Not Perry Como.
Nope.
No, he's not a baritone.
Nope. I think when you think holiday specials, at least in early TV, there's only one person you're supposed
Perry
to be
Como?
Thinking of.
Oh, Bing.
No. Not Perry Como.
Oh, Bing.
Bing Crosby.
Oh, Bing Crosby.
So
yeah.
I never heard him called the Groner, though.
The Groner.
The Groner. His voice was too smooth to be called a groan.
Last question from Mike. A series of questions about Variety magazine wouldn't be complete without asking you to translate its most famous real headline. Sticks, Nicks, Hicks, Picks.
Sticks, Nicks, Hicks.
Somebody said no
Nicks,
to something.
Hicks, Picks.
Stevie Nicks. No.
The band Sticks?
Or and rural. Stevie Nicks? Rural.
Fleetwood Mac.
There was something rural in there. Yep. Yeah. As in Hicks.
Oh, yep. Was some kind of rural movie.
Beverly Hillbillies?
Said no to some sort of rural-based
is
TV.
I mean, is this when they killed like Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies?
No. You guys have put it all together, just not complete. We're not even close. Theatergoers from cities in outlying areas reject rural-themed movies. That's something that definitely needs to be put into a headline, isn't it? There you have it, TTFN. By the way, that's not a variety term. Thanks, Mike.
Very, very cool. Mike. Those were interesting.
Those were a lot of fun.
I'm not sure how well we did.
You know, we got a perfect score.
Oh, right. With a little help.
It was a leaner.
With a lot of help.
It's just like when I played rec league softball. Maybe. And no matter how you got on base, it was a hit. It looked like a line drive to the wall on paper.
And you got 12 strikes.
This is the T-ball of trivia, right?
Highly esteemed colleagues, I regret I can't be with you today to answer questions, but I hope you'll enjoy these that I've devised for you. There's no rhyme or reason to my questions, or to the order in which they're listed. A passing grade is 80%. Have fun. Sincerely, Professor Jason Roach of Detroit, Michigan.
Roach man.
So let's see what we got.
The mouse killer himself.
The mouse killer.
You're going to have to think pretty hard about this one, although I do love the question. What do each of these cars have in common, other than four wheels, an engine, and other obvious car components? A correct answer will require part two. Here we go. Rogue, Touareg, Rutan, Sebring, Durango, Pontiac, Porsche, Regal. They all have something about their names in common.
Could you repeat those?
Are they Native American related?
No. Rogue, Touareg, Rutan, Sebring, Durango, Pontiac, Porsche, Regal.
Oh, they're French.
You know, that's not what it says here, even though that might be true. That does make sense, doesn't it? They do all seem, I don't know about Touareg, but close enough, right?
Or North African.
Pontiac, too.
It's tough. I'll give you one hint. The first one was Rogue, okay? Think about the way the word is spelled. What if I told you that the answer was locked into the word rouge?
Rivers? River rouge? Makeup.
I don't know. Rouge.
Durango.
Rogue. No ideas.
Kind of have like a G in it. I was going to say G first until you said Pontiac.
Silent. No. Is there something in the pronunciation?
I think I'm going to have to take this one away from you guys.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold on. We see retirement corpuscles working.
It takes a while, but
it's not.
Repeat them one more time.
Yeah. Sure. Rouge. Rogue, Touareg, Rutan, Sebring, Durango, Pontiac, Porsche, Regal.
This is
your last hint.
Nope.
Is there a silent letter in it?
Nope. So I've given you the list of cars a few times. What if I said these words? Rouge, outrage, outran, bingers, aground, caption, porches, glare.
What are those things called where you can mix the letters around and it spells? No.
Anagrams.
Yeah, they're anagrams. All of these have anagrams that are other English words, including regal could be glare, large, or lager.
Lager sounds good about now.
That was a tough one.
Jason, we are going to punish you sometime.
Wait till he comes back.
That's it. We're putting rats in his office.
Yeah. Big hairy rats in his office
that like to climb.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want
I'm
to put a Rutan in his
peanut butter right now?
I guess Volkswagen makes the Touareg and the Rutan. Yes, I've seen a Touareg before, but I don't know if I've ever seen a Rutan. For the next questions, identify the products associated with these companies whose names we see frequently but often ignore. These are really good, guys. Schlage.
We're looking for anagrams of these?
Nope. No. They're telling me what they make. Oh, the company name.
Oh, Schlage makes locks.
Yeah, I said it. Schlage.
Schlage.
Locks.
Oh, yeah.
Jerdan.
Jerdan. Trucks.
D-A-N-N.
Delivery vehicles, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lifts. But they're lift trucks usually.
Yep. Yeah. Tow trucks and flatbreads. Yep, that's exactly right. San Jamar. This is a great one. It's not food, but you might see it while you're in a place where food is happening.
Silverware.
S-A-N space J-A-M-A-R. San Jamar.
Sounds like a church that closed last week.
Glasses, plates. Silverware.
Nope. Sir, if it's possible, you could see it in both your kitchen or maybe a public restroom. Would that help at all?
Hand sanitizer,
health sink, inspector. Faucets.
Nope. They make paper towel dispensers, actually.
San Jamar.
The one where it's the little folded white thing that unfolds, you know?
Yeah. I personally like, what's that one? The big blower, the extruder, or whatever that thing is.
You mean the
thing super high-tech one?
Yeah. You mean the one
that you stick your hands down in?
No, there's that one that just blows your skin all over the place.
Yeah. And all the germs everywhere?
The big blower.
The accelerator, or whatever, you know, whatever
the
that thing is.
The accelerator.
The particle.
The Terminator.
The Terminator.
The last one of these company names, and what do they make? LK. E-L-K-A-Y.
Oh, LK. Oh.
It's a classic.
I think it's something.
There's one within a few feet of us.
Coat hanger.
Not a coat hanger.
Foam.
No.
Refrigerator.
Coffee pot.
Sweat.
File drawer.
Map.
Okay, maybe a few more feet.
Door.
Something else.
You see it every time you use this thing, and you probably don't remember it says LK.
Microphone. No, that's too close.
No, we don't.
LK. Oh, I have seen that.
Door handle?
I just love how Jim jumped on Jerdan. You knew that. You just knew that immediately.
I've had a car towed.
But I'm thinking of seeing that printed on porcelain. No.
It's not a doorknob, but it's printed in metal when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Hinges?
Doorknobs.
Not doorknobs, not hinges.
Keys?
It says here, and I'm fairly certain this is correct, as Professor Roach, that it's drinking fountains, that it's modern drinking fountains.
That's right. I remember seeing it on the little knob on the fountain.
So let's all go take a sip and take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
That was good for the self-esteem.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Our next set of questions comes from Keith Hedrick of Orange, California.
Yes.
How about that? And he says, I have enclosed 10 quotes. You need to figure out who said it. Yeah, right.
Keep hoping.
We'll take it, love.
You were working on your taxes, weren't you?
You need 6 out of 10 correct in order to win.
Six? This guy has low standards.
He's serious.
That's good.
That's why he writes to us.
He's a realist.
Who said?
Who said?
I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me.
Joel Coward.
No, it's British.
Oh.
But it's a statesman.
Churchill.
Yes. Churchill. Okay. That's right.
Churchill was at a party one night, and this woman came up to him. You know that story?
That story. But tell it.
Tell it. Oh, and she was being obnoxious, and she said, you know, Mr. Churchill, you're drunk. And he said, yes, madam, that's true, and you're ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober, and you will still be ugly.
This wasn't Queen Elizabeth, was it?
He didn't know who it was.
And we are back with some great questions from our also esteemed colleague, highly esteemed colleague, Professor Jason Roach, who couldn't be with us today. Just so you know, he's from
fighting
Detroit,
baby,
Michigan.
Not mice.
Yes.
The vermin man.
Aggressive Mike.
Why would it take you significantly longer to drive from exit 39 to exit 40 on Interstate 90 in New York than to drive from exit 39 to exit 40 on Interstate 90 in Pennsylvania?
Toll roads?
Because they're not necessarily a mile apart.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Dan, you're exactly right.
Because one of
New York
is
numbers
mileage,
its exits sequentially, not by the mile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So exit 39 is 15 miles east of exit 40 in New York. Pretty interesting.
Hmm.
I think that we get used to it. Well, how do we do it in Michigan? It's the mile, right?
Yeah,
the mile. What it is?
But a lot of Midwestern states, you know, if you go back 25 years, they did it sequentially and they moved to miling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, New York is backwards. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Whoops.
Well, they've had them a lot longer. So
New York
when they were built, they had a different idea in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember. I don't know if it's still that way, but North Carolina freeways were not by mileage number.
Okay.
Because they had mile markers, but the mile markers did not correspond to the exit numbers. I think now more of them do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they will put the moonshine jugs down every mile or so.
No. You're thinking Kentucky and Tennessee.
And we've had those questions, as I recall.
If you see a white license plate with four blue letters followed by three digits, and the first letter is a B, where is the car registered?
Florida.
Not Florida. Although, Professor Chow, you'd be just the person to answer this question.
Ontario.
Ontario is the correct response. Yes.
Can you start with B?
Mm-hmm. For years, license plates had four letters starting with A, but now they've moved to B.
Oh, they've used up all of the sequences.
This is one thing I noticed in Ontario. There are so many customized plates.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it free in Canada?
I don't know, but it seems like everyone's got a customized plate. My parents even had a customized plate.
You're kidding.
I'm like, Mom, Dad, you guys spending that money? They did it. I mean, almost everybody on my parents' street had, like, customized plates.
No kidding.
Nobody got the government-issue one. Go figure.
I think I've mentioned this before on the air, but I think it's funny. It was the same in the state of Illinois. They're actually free to get custom plates, or at least when I lived there it was. And what you do is you get into the groove of personifying the people through their plates. There was a person who always parked out in front of the chemistry building who was not a chemistry student. It's like, oh, media got my, you know, plate again, because that, you know, or my spot again, because that's what it said on their plates. And you, like, drive around and talk.
Oh,
to
so you just talked you about them by their plates.
Exactly, by their plates.
No, wasn't there one point in Florida where all the rental cars had a special plate?
And really?
Yeah. I vaguely remember something that Florida rental cars had a special designation.
I think
and
that's
they were getting
true.
Jumped or something like that. They were getting, you know, carjacked or something. Vaguely. So
Florida's got problems.
There we go.
There is a 9-letter word in the English language that can be rearranged into an 8-letter word by removing one letter, then a 7-letter word by removing one letter, then a 6, all the way down to 1. No, I'm going to give you the word, but now you got to operate on it, okay?
Star or something?
Yeah, exactly. It's startling. Startling.
So I'll take the T out and make starling.
Okay.
Take the L out and make staring.
Mm-hmm.
Take the S out, make tarring?
Nope.
No,
they want you to
take the R out, make stain. No, wait, sorry. I can't do this. I got to write stuff down.
Where's the piece of paper I need?
You've got startling, starling, starting, staring. You're up to staring.
Staring. String.
String is the next word.
String, yes. String.
What's sting.
Sting is the next word.
And ting.
Sing.
Sing.
Okay.
Sin.
Sin.
In. In.
And I.
You did it. Yeah, very well done.
Wow.
Professor Maggio, you know that whole first bit
there.
That's great.
A few months ago.
I was
kind of impressed.
I think it's cool. I think that's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And let's see if we can do it in Pigland.
What are you doing if you see these brands? Celadon, NEMF, Prime, McLean.
Building supplies, aren't they?
You know, that's not what it says here, but it would make sense with regard to the response. This is their trucking companies.
McLean,
you see them on the side of semis. Celadon, NEMF, Prime, and McLean. But, you know, they could be construction companies.
Yeah, no, McLean is a trucking company.
Okay.
But Celadon, I thought it referred to what they were hauling. I didn't realize it was
part of it. The following questions are based on the U.S. interstate system. The U.S. interstate system features odd numbers highways running north to south, with the lowest numbers in the west and the highest in the east, and even-numbered highways running east to west, with the lowest numbers in the west and the highest numbers in the east. In which metro areas do these interstates intersect? I-75 and I-40.
Oh, that would be at Knoxville, Tennessee.
Knoxville, Tennessee. I can see Jim's going to be good for these. It's going to be exciting.
No, I don't know.
I-10 and
I-59.
I-10.
Yikes. I-59. Las Vegas?
Take a look at our beautiful map to figure it out. Not because we see the roads, but because you should be able to coordinate the numbers.
I-10 goes east.
From Jacksonville to San Diego, I think.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
59, so
I don't know.
Texas? I don't know. Oklahoma?
Texas is close. It's real close.
Oh, if you were Albuquerque.
Eastern Texas.
It's actually Slidell, Louisiana. Oh, well. So we'll
Slidell, Louisiana?
We'll accept New Orleans is what it says.
New Orleans.
I-10 and I-19.
Ooh, we're far west of
Professor
Phoenix?
Manica.
No, not Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Not Phoenix, but...
Scottsdale.
Not Scottsdale, but...
Tempe.
Tucson.
Tucson.
Oh, Tucson.
Yes. Okay. I-5 and I-90. Oh, this is where 90 ends for sure.
Oh, Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle. Yep. I-35 and I-44.
Is that...
What, Iowa?
Is that St. Louis?
Kansas City?
I mean, in Missouri?
You're St. in the Louis? Neighborhood. You're in the neighborhood.
35.
I believe the Thunder plays there.
Oklahoma City.
Yes. Okay. And last but most certainly not least, which interstate runs from Sacramento to New York?
Sacramento. Sacramento.
This does a drive-by in Michigan, 80? Unfortunately. It's I-80, yes, I-80. Absolutely.
There's actually an interstate that ends in Sacramento. I mean, that's just...
There's a big mountain.
Well, I mean, it's not any worse than the interstate in Hawaii. Like,
I think Bakersfield, California.
Is it like at Donner Park or where?
A multi-part question with an interesting interstate connection. In which cities are the following Sports Hall of Fames located? The Basketball Hall of Fame.
Springfield, Mass.
The Baseball Hall of Fame.
Cooperstown, New York.
The International Boxing Hall of Fame.
Is that, we had this question a few weeks back, didn't we?
Oh, wow,
was,
I don't remember.
I think it was up north, wasn't it? Also?
It's in New York, in a city that starts with C that is not Cooperstown.
Oh, primary, we had this.
Chautauqua?
It's not Chautauqua. I think that starts with an S.
Oh. No, it doesn't.
But in Latin...
No, Chautauqua starts with a C.
Chautauqua is C-H.
Oh,
at least the one in New York is.
C.
I'm not sure you guys are going to grab this
Champlain.
One. No, it says it's Canastota.
Oh.
Sure.
Okay.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Canton, Ohio. Mm-hmm.
And the National Distance Running Hall of Fame.
Distance running? What?
Home of the Boilermaker. The largest 15K road race with 10,000 runners annually. This is nuts.
Hmm. Indiana?
It's not. It's actually in New York.
In New York. They're all in New York.
Rochester.
When everybody moved from New York to where we are, we got a lot of their city names around here. So one of the ones, the one I always remember because it has many traffic circles.
Rochester.
Not Rochester, but...
Rochester Hills?
Nope.
Well, they have a lot of traffic
Gross
circles.
Point they do. They do.
Gross Point Blank. No. It's Utica. Utica, New York.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. Sure.
Okay. Which interstate can be taken to travel to all of these halls of fame?
Probably I-90.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
it is. It's I-90. Yeah. You'll need to go about an hour south in Cleveland to get to Canton, but otherwise they're all off of I-90. Oh, yeah. So
I just drove by the basketball one a couple days ago.
Well, that's a
big round dome thing.
Immediately you recognize Springfield, Massachusetts. Yep. Yeah. Which interstate in the United States system is the longest?
75?
It's not 75. No. Although, see, I feel probably like that would 40. Be a big one.
I want to say I-90 again.
It's I-90.
Yeah. Which one? Really?
Boston.
One
to Seattle. Boston. It would be Seattle. One of the east to west.
Ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Boston to Seattle. Yep.
Well, 40 goes from Wilmington, North Carolina to Bakersfield, California.
That's a pretty big deal.
But it's lower down there. So the coast of California comes in more.
Last but certainly not least, which interstate passes I-90. Through more states than any other? I don't think it's one we've mentioned yet. Passes through more states than any other.
95.
It's 95?
Yeah.
It's 95.
When you think about it, it goes from the east south of Florida all the way up to Maine.
Okay.
All right. Oh, man, these were great questions, fun. Jason.
They were.
Yeah. We are very thankful, but it is time to say goodbye. Professor Maggio.
Happy weekend.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Finkemeyer.
Take care.
Professor Manica.
Adios.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor, or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM, or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach. At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want. The big thinkers, the dreamers. Because those are the people who make things happen. Great things. For themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today. Or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.